In the first reading today, we hear Ezra, the priest, on his in his prayer to the Lord and pointing out that because of the sins, he can't even raise his face to God. He's too ashamed to even do so, and lays the whole thing out. Our deeds are wicked, we and our priests and our kings and all these things, and God gave them up because of their sins. And so they went into exile. They became slaves. Today, there is no place to go to exile. What's somebody going to do? Come and take over America and ship us up to Canada or down to Mexico or someplace? It's like, we can't. And so that's not an issue anymore. But the sin still is. And we're going to have to deal with that. And so God is going to do it in a different way. And that's up to him how he chooses to do it. But what is going to be important is as we continue working through this is exactly what we heard from Ezra. And he said, "For slaves we are, but in our servitude, our God has not abandoned us." God is going to remain with us. Each one of us needs to be able to admit the reality of our own sins. Then we look at the sins of our country. While there is so much good that America has done and spread throughout the world, there is an awful lot of evil that has come from this country and has spread all around the world as well. And so America is going to have to deal with all of that. I recall when there was a soldier who went to see Therese Newman. She was a stigmatist, died back in the 1970s. And the soldier went and asked her if God was going to allow America ever to be attacked or, you know, overtaken by a foreign enemy. And she said, "No, because of the charity of the people of America toward its enemies after World War II, God will not allow that to happen. Instead," she said, "God will bring America to its knees through a series of natural disasters." So we're going to be brought to our knees one way or the other. And we're going to have to recognize why it's happening. It's not because we're such a bunch of wonderful people. It's because of the sins. And these sins need to be addressed. But again, in the midst of it, God is going to be there. Just like he sent out, as we heard in the gospel, sent out his apostles, and he told them, don't take anything with, no walking stick, no sack, no food, no money, don't even take a second tunic. So if we're brought to our knees, we're not going to have much. All of our materialism is going to be worth nothing. But what is going to be important is our faith. And are we going to remain faithful to the Lord? He will not abandon us in the midst of our servitude. The question always is, will we abandon him? Because when God allows things to happen that we look at and say, this is not something that's good, that's when our faith gets shaken. We say stupid things like, if God's going to allow this to happen, then I don't want anything to do with God. Really? Imagine if God looked at you and said, if you're going to sin like that, I don't want anything to do with you. There's no coming back. No, I'm rejecting you. You're out of here. Forget you. No, in his mercy, thankfully, he doesn't do that, or all of us know exactly where we would be. And so we need to be careful not to do that to him. And we also need to remember, just as Ezra did, why all of this happened. They were brought into exile and they were made slaves because of their sins, because they were not serving the Lord. And so when all these things come upon us, we're going to need to remember the same thing. And we have to see it in a positive way. We could look at it negatively, which is very easy to do. But if we see it positively, we recognize what God is doing is purifying us. It's not about punishment. It's about purification. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be saints. And that's not going to happen by sitting in front of the TV eating chocolates. It's going to happen by being purified. And so the faith is going to be tested, as will the hope and the charity for every last one of us, because it's the only way. Whether it's the whole country coming down or whether it's things happening in your own life individually doesn't matter. Every one of us needs to be purified, not because we're so rotten and horrible, but because God loves us so much and he wants us to love him. And so we need to be purified of the things that stand in the way of that ability to love him. That's why he does that. It's so easy for us in our humanness to be able to project onto God our own dispositions. We would say, well, if I did that to somebody, it would be because I was really angry. That's not the way God works. There is justice. There is a matter of dealing with the offenses. But everything that God does is done out of charity. Everything. There is nothing that he does that is not done out of charity, purely out of love for us. And so if he allows bad things to happen, it's because he's going to bring a greater good from it. It's because he loves us so much that he wants us to overcome our sinfulness, our selfishness, and all the other things that are in the way. So the whole key is keeping our focus on God. That's why, again, when the Lord sent his apostles out and said, take nothing, that means you have to rely solely on God. We don't do that as Americans. We rely on our money, we rely on our stuff, we rely on everything around us. So we don't really need to rely on God. So if he takes all that away, we don't have an option. We have to learn to rely on him. And what a blessing. It's a hard lesson to learn. It's a painful lesson to learn. So it's not easy and it's not quick. And yet it is so important. So just trust him and trust his love for you. And you can look at your own self, most of you being parents. Do you discipline children because you hate them and because you're so angry at them? Or do you discipline them because you love them? Do you tell them, no, you cannot do this because you hate them, as they will tell you is why you do it? Or is it because you love them and you don't want them to get hurt? Because you want them to grow, because you want them to develop and develop some virtue? That's what God is doing with us. He loves us. And he sees that we are a wayward mess. So he's going to help us to get back on track because he loves us. So keep the focus where it belongs. Trust him and do not abandon him, because in our servitude, he will not abandon us. We just need to make sure that we don't abandon him. Yes, we can be just like Ezra and say, look, my sins are horrible. I can't even lift my face. Acknowledge our sinfulness. Acknowledge how pathetic we are. But acknowledge always the mercy and the love of God. None of it is being done to hurt us. None of it is being done to shame us. We've done that to ourselves. God is doing it to restore us, to heal us, to lift us up, and to help us to become the people that he created us to be. So if we can keep that as the focus, then we can stay at peace no matter what happens. And if we can learn to trust him, then we don't have to worry, because he is with us in the midst of it all. So as I said, the only key for us then is don't abandon him, because he will never abandon us.